From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Andrea Seabrook, sitting in for Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Andrea.
You know, sitting in for Leanne is exciting in itself, but what I was really excited about was getting to do the puzzle.
Oh, that's fantastic. And you did that great piece on Sudoku for the NPR website.
That's right.
A few months ago.
Yes, that's right. I hope you'll just go easy on me, because, you know, sometimes I'm pretty good at it. Sometimes I'm just terrible. I guess it's like most people.
Yeah.
Except you. Remind us of the challenge you left us with last week.
Yes, it came from listener Lewis Sargent of Portland, Oregon. I said, think of a nine-letter word for something that is unplanned. Change the middle letter from I to U, and you'll get a word for something that is always planned. What is it?
This is a great one. And the answer?
Collision to collusion.
Aha! We had over 400 entries from people who tried to solve the puzzle, and our randomly selected winner is Bobcat Rifle from Fairfield, Connecticut. Hello there.
Hi.
How are you?
Very good.
And how'd you get the name Bobcat?
Well, when you're desperately looking for a username on a computer and Bob is already taken, Bobcat comes in very handy.
I see. I imagine you are some kind of computer guy.
Yes, I do computer support for lawyers.
Oh, wonderful. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
About 4 years. I've sent in answers a bunch of times, and today's my lucky day.
How did you solve the puzzle this time?
Well, a friend of mine, she wrote a Perl program to solve it, Bonnie Scott.
Oh.
So she posted that to a mailing list that she had solved it, but not the answer, just the program. But I didn't run the program. What I did was I Googled for a list of nine-letter words and then looked down it until I found it.
Nice.
Will, is this really the spirit of the puzzle?
Any way you solve it is fine.
Okay. Bobcat, you ready to play?
Sure am.
Okay. Will Shortz, meet Bobcat Rifle.
All right, Bobcat, today's puzzle involves the letters L and G, as in Lee and Grant. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase or name with the initials LG. For example, if I gave you the clue, things to wear on your hands when you do cleaning, you might say latex gloves.
Okay.
Number one is a truck uses it when going up a hill.
Low gear.
That's right. Number two, an important person on a beach.
Lifeguard.
Uh-huh. New York City Airport.
LaGuardia.
Uh-huh. Woman's makeup item.
Lip gloss.
Excellent. California city, whose name means the cats.
Los Gatos.
Excellent. Slang term for money.
Slang term for money.
Yeah.
A lot of green.
Green is right. And it's not short.
Long.
Long green is right. In legend, she rode naked through Coventry.
Lady Godiva.
Uh-huh. Body of water on the west end of Switzerland.
Lake Geneva.
Right. It's deployed when a plane nears an airport.
Landing gear.
Right. Nitrous oxide.
Laughing gas.
Uh-huh. A mirror.
Looking glass.
That's right. Someone responsible for a child in place of a parent.
I know this one.
Oh, something guardian. Legal guardian.
Legal guardian.
Good
is
job.
Right. What a mayor or town supervisor is head of?
Local government.
Right. Second in command in a state.
Lieutenant governor.
That's right.
Good job.
Tract in the West, once given by Congress for a college or railroad.
Land grant.
Uh-huh. Another name for Parker Brothers Monopoly. Landlord's game is right.
Wow.
Good job.
Bobcat.
What John Lennon played in the Beatles.
What he played in the Beatles. Guitar.
Yeah. Yeah, what
guitar.
Kind? Lead guitar is right. It used to be dispensed from pumps into cars.
Leaded gasoline.
That's right. And your last one, Eros or Cupid. Eros.
Love. Or,
yes.
Yeah? Maybe a deity?
Yeah.
Love God.
Love God is right. Nice job.
Good job, Bobcat. We don't need a host for this show. What am I doing here?
You made it very easy for me.
Bobcat Rifle for playing our puzzle today. You get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, a set of Sudoku puzzle books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. You got some loot there.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Bobcat, what member station do you listen to?
WNYC in New York.
Bobcat Rifle from Fairfield, Connecticut, thank you for playing the puzzle with us.
Thank you, Will and Andrea.
Good.
Thank you.
Now, Will, you're going to offer a special challenge to listeners. They'll have 2 weeks to figure it out this time, huh?
That's right. And it's a creative challenge called Chain Sentences. The object is to write a sentence or other bit of writing in which the last two letters of each word are the first two letters of the next. For example, give veteran Angela Lansbury rye yeast. Or, the heroic iconoclast stops psychological illusions. So send us your best sentences. You can submit up to 3 entries. Entries will be judged on meaning, naturalness of syntax, originality, and overall elegance. And the longer sentences are more elegant than the shorter ones, but only if they make sense and read smoothly. The person who sends what we judge the best chain sentence will play Puzzle on the Air in 2 weeks.
This is a much more subjective challenge, Will.
Completely subjective.
When you have your answer, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Our deadline for this special 2-week challenge is Thursday, October 12th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Thank you so much, Will.
Thanks, Andrea.